I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
For the U.S. perspective, Simon Marks joins us live now from Washington, D.C. Simon, China says that these sanctions aren't going to achieve anything. But what kind of impact does the United States expect from sanctioning these individuals?
It's the latest indication, Dawn, that the Biden administration is not diluting in any sense the pressure tactics that it inherited from the Trump administration just a few weeks ago when Joe Biden moved into the Oval Office. Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying that the Hong Kong Autonomy Act here in Washington requires him from time to time to update Congress on issues pertaining to Hong Kong, and that last week's meeting of the joint sessions and the changes to Hong Kong's electoral system required him to update Congress and to name these 24 people and sanction them under the Autonomy Act. And those officials being sanctioned include a member of the Chinese Communist Party's Politburo and also the Hong Kong delegate to the Chinese Parliament's Standing Committee, which drafted the national security law. So this is a fresh indication from the United States ahead of that meeting in Anchorage that the pressure campaign absolutely continues and that the Biden administration is not minded to water down in any way the hardline approach that the Trump administration took towards China.
Well, the timing of this won't have gone amiss, Simon. Why have they been announced just before those high-level talks in Alaska?
I think the only conclusion one can draw is that they wanted this to be a pressure point, an additional pressure point, ahead of those talks in Anchorage. There was no reason why this had to be announced today. It could have waited until next week. There's nothing specific in the calendar that required the Secretary of State to do this. As he himself notes, he's required from time to time to update Congress over the situation regarding Hong Kong. So it's absolutely evident that they've done this specifically to put an additional pressure point on the table ahead of those talks in Anchorage and to signify to Chinese officials and the diplomats who will be attending those talks that the United States will act whenever it sees fit.
Well, the Biden administration, as you mentioned earlier, Simon, has inherited quite the hot potato from the Trump administration from before. But what's Washington's strategy now to confront a more assertive China?
Well, the strategy absolutely is to confront China, not in the guise of America alone, as it was in large measure during the last 4 years here, but to build alliances in the region. That's why we've seen the travels of Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to Japan and South Korea. It's why we're seeing coordinated activity between the United States and other allies, particularly the British government over the last few days. Prime Minister Boris Johnson announcing a new foreign policy pivot in a bid to confront China where confrontation is required. So Antony Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan are going to walk into that room in Anchorage and say, look, this is not just the United States talking. We're marching in lockstep with allies and partners throughout the region and in other parts of the world. That is where the strategy is different going forward than what we witnessed here, a much more isolationist approach over the last 4 years.
Simon, thank you very much for that update. Simon Marks there in Washington, D.C.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.